From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Britain's new prime minister, Conservative Party leader David Cameron, held a press conference today. He was joined by his new deputy, the Liberal Democrats leader Nick Clegg. Theirs had been called the Coalition of the Unwilling, but today the two men were full of praise for each other. They promised swift action to lessen Britain's debt, limited electoral reform, and, in a real departure for the UK, a fixed 5-year term for their administration and for future British governments. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
One reporter called it the love-in of the century. Just days after going for each other's throats during the election campaign, new Prime Minister David Cameron and his new deputy Nick Clegg stood side by side today and seemed to agree on, well, pretty much everything. Not least, according to Cameron, the reason the Conservatives decided to go into a coalition, having looked very closely at the idea of ruling on their own as a minority government.
We just sort of looked at it and thought, this is so uninspiring. We could do it. It might last for a month or 6 months or maybe a year or perhaps a bit longer. But it's not actually going to do what we came into politics to achieve. We want to give the country good government. And we both looked at each other and said, this is really uninspiring. Let's aim for something bigger and better so we can actually change the face of politics and get something done.
Nick Clegg, not surprisingly, looked like the cat who got the cream. Having actually lost seats in the election, he's managed to manoeuvre his party into government for the first time since the Second World War. In addition to his new role, 4 other Liberal Democrat members of Parliament are to have places in David Cameron's new cabinet.
Until today, we were rivals, and now we're colleagues. And that says a lot about the scale of the new politics which is now beginning to unfold. This is a new government, and it's a new kind of government.
New politics it certainly was, as many previous political assumptions that the Liberal Democrats were closer to the Labour Party, that Conservatives would find it too difficult to compromise, seemed to be blown away amidst the birdsong and sunshine of the Downing Street Rose Garden. David Cameron was even prepared to eat a few slices of humble pie in response to one reporter's question.
Prime Minister, do you now regret when once asked what your favourite joke was, you replied, Nick Clegg? And Deputy Prime Minister, what do you think of that?
We're all going to have. I'm afraid I did once. Right. We're all going to have things that we said thrown back at us.
This first news conference, not to mention the enthusiasm displayed for coalition government, has surprised many observers.
Well, I think it has to be said, it is absolutely staggering how far the Conservative Party has travelled in no more than 7 days.
John Curtis is Professor of Politics at Strathclyde University. He says, of course, necessity is the mother of invention and, in this case, enthusiasm. But he says personal chemistry has also been important, as is the very similar background of the two men.
They are both the product of having been to elite private schools. Mr. Cameron having been to Eton and Oxford, Mr. Clegg having been to Westminster and Cambridge. What these two men may have discovered is that, in fact, socially and psychologically, they actually had rather a lot in common.
The big question, of course, is how the relationship and the coalition will hold together when the honeymoon is over. The hard work has already begun. The two parties have agreed to $9 billion of cuts in this financial year, a first bite at the $240 billion deficit. It's also becoming clear how both sides have compromised. The Liberal Democrats on immigration and Europe, the Conservatives on tax cuts for the rich and voting reform. An upbeat first news conference is certainly a start, but the bookmakers are still taking bets that the coalition will not last a year. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.